Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
God's peace be upon you.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد أيها المسلمون, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise belongs to Allah, the God and Imam, the cherisher, keeper, sustainer of all the systems of knowledge, all the systems of science. We seek His help. We ask for His forgiveness. We put our faith and our trust in Him, mighty and sublime is He. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, the one and only. There is none like it to Him. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom the Quran was revealed 1,445 years ago, is Allah's servant, messenger, prophet to all of mankind. We ask Allah's peace, His blessings, His highest exaltation be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, the righteous souls. On you, O Muslims, be peace. Assalamu alaikum. That is, may the greetings that only Almighty God, Allah, can give you be upon you. We'd like to welcome our brothers and our sister here, what I call the early crew, that we get here on time and early. Welcome to Al-Islam Worldwide Ministry. Our signs of prayer here at Masjid Muhammad in Jacksonville, Florida. Those of you, our members, who are watching us on Facebook, Meta is the corporate name now, or YouTube, or StreamYard Live, and listening to our Juma conference line, we say welcome to all of you and greetings to all of you. And I forgot last week, Sister Martha was not intentional. As a matter of fact, this whole month, we have been broadcasting. They have been broadcasting. They being the AM360, our online, the largest actually online radio program that we have in the United States of America, for Muslims in America. We have been broadcasting Juma prayer for the month of September. Each Friday, and I completely forgot about it, so please, I apologize to you, Sister Island, and your group there, and team at American Muslim 360. And you honor us, and thank you all very much for playing the Juma prayer, broadcasting the Juma on AM 360. To those of you all across the country, our friends, family members of the national community, East Coast, West Coast, North, and South. Greetings to you, my family in Dallas, DeSoto, Texas, Islamic Association of DeSoto, Special greetings to Imam Muhammad Abdullah, my dear friend in Birmingham, Alabama, the Birmingham Islamic Center that joins us for prayer every Juma. They are an hour behind us. They're on the central time zone. So they are out behind us, and they join in for the Friday prayer every Friday, and then they have their Juma. Greetings to my family and friends in Bermuda. Jelena Abdullah in Malaysia is always. Greetings to you out there, sister. Mujahid and Amina in Okinawa, Japan. And Anwar Sultan in Hawaii. Greetings to my dear brother. Three international viewers this week. Suleiman Osho from Nigeria. Our brother Suleiman Osho from Nigeria. He joined with us last week for Friday prayer. Brother Abu Darda, D-A-R-D-A, from Dhaka, Bangladesh. So Brother Abu Darda from Bangladesh, greetings to you, my brother. Glad to have you on with us last week. And our brother, I haven't seen him in a while. He joined with us last week from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Brother Sajid Ali Khan from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Happy to see you again, my brother. And I admire so much what our brother, our Muslim brother, the leader of Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, is doing to transform the nation of Saudi Arabia and bring it into the modern era. May God continue the blessing. So our Christian brothers and sisters, peace be with you. Our Jewish friends, we say to you all, shalom. And I forgot last week, so I'm going to do it today, to say Lashana Tova. And that means may you have a blessed, good new year. This is the year in between, our Jewish friends, in between Rosh Hashanah, their Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, which starts on Sunday evening and goes to sunset on Monday. So for Yom Kippur, may you have the good and final peace. This is their greeting. And when you say Lashana Tova, it means good year. It is already written. The fate has already been written. And then when Yom Kippur, their time of repentance, you know, we have Ramadan. They have Yom Kippur. So their time of repentance and atonement is called Yom Kippur. And their greeting is may what has already been written, the faith, may it also be a good seal. So my greetings to them, Yom Kippur, to my Jewish friends, and I have quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. John, glad you brought Tracy Gaffney, good to see you again. And I did tell Queenie that she came and she's supposed to call you. She reached out. She's our family. That's our family member. Our subject today for the Juma prayer is Allah, God, alternates or rotates the rule of authority. God alternates and rotates the rule of authority. And I begin reading from chapter 3, verse 26. I only have two verses I'm going to read for the sake of time. So chapter 3, verse 26, God alternates the rule of authority. This is the title of this chapter, and Imran, the family of Imran. And Mary comes through that family. Martha, her cousin, comes through that family. Jesus comes through this family. So, verse 26, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So God's name, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. Qulillahumma malik al-mulki tu'ti al-mulka man tasha'u wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha'u وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير Anyone that's an islander shouldn't be shaming any forbidden. Father, from all of these, God, the mighty, spoke the truth as revelation to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon our prophet. Translating now from Abdul Yusuf Ali's translation. Say, O Allah, Lord of power and rule, man is carrying the most. Lord of master, man is master of the power and the authority and most, the rule. Meaning God has it. God has ultimate control. God has ultimate power. God has ultimate authority over everything, over everybody. Say, all Allah, God, Lord of power, or master of power, Lord of master, master of power and rule, thou give this power or some part of this power and authority and rule to whomsoever you please and you desire. Now, this is referencing nations now. Yes, individuals, but more broadly speaking, this is talking about nations, that God gives power to nations and authority to nations, like the United States of America, very powerful nation. China, very powerful nation. Russia, it's a powerful nation, evil one right now, but it is a powerful nation. Saudi Arabia, very powerful nation. Qatar, very powerful nation. Nigeria, South Africa, I go on and on and on. These powerful nations. And they're not just existing in our time, they exist in ancient times. Ancient Rome, ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, and other nations. Okay? But their power and their authority was given to them from God by God. So thou give power to whom thou please, and thou strip, take away the power from whom forever thou please. Great Britain used to say, now Britain is still a powerful nation. The British are still very powerful nation in Europe, powerful nation. But they used to say the sovereignty was never set on the British Empire. Well, it did. It did set on the British Empire. And the British Empire, if you know anything about history, wasn't just a powerful nation in Britain, but their empire spread all over the world. And, well, let me so if I go down that path, I'll be on that road again about how they financed and supported slavery. Thou strip of power to rule, take the authority from those whom thou please. Thou endure with honor. What do we do, man, to share? This is an American public out there, United States, my nation, our country. Thou endure, bestow honor to his truth and to share food. He gives the honor and the dignity to whomsoever he please. What do Britain do, man, to share food? And he takes that honor and that dignity and that high esteem that you once held. God takes it away and brings you down low. In thy hand is all good. In God's control is all good. I hope you heard that. He gets this in the fire, in the fire. In God's hand, in his control, is all good. God does not control evil. You said, I thought God controlled everything. Yes, it can be. He allows Satan, that's a little bit of control, and that's a little bit of power, so Satan asked for it. He said, well, let me have control over this. Well, you can have it for a little while, but you won't have any control over my weapons. Those who are obedient to me, you will not have control over them. So, and God says in the Quran, whatever good comes to you, mankind, it comes to us, whatever good is from God. Whatever evil comes from your own soul, your own self, or someone else doing it. United States of America, powerful nation, restored, God restored his honor, his dignity on this nation. Now, this to this son. And think about it. It's not so. And God said to the Prophet Muhammad, that is in the 7th century. This is the reader. Said, then he brings down the law. Those whom he pleased, and thy hand is all good, and verily in the sound, I have told you, say, in the Kabir. Verily over everything God has taught, over everything he has taught. Even things that may look bad and are bad, and circumstances that are bad, God's power is even above that, and he has a plan for those things that even look bad. And all that. Well, if he's thinking, he said, wait. Allah raised the man up to high stations of most powerful nation on earth, even to this day. $32 trillion in debt to fill the most powerful nation on earth. And I'll read something from the best of money about that. Second part. But still the most powerful nation on earth. And I was reading an article in the Atlantic magazine. If you haven't read this article yet, it's not out. It won't come out until November, but it's online. And it talks about the power of the United States, but the writer is interviewing former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mitchell. And in the article, very old article, but very old, but he talks about the military might and the military power of the United States of America and how free he was. And others like him, that the former fellow told him. I'm going to be that right there. You read the article. I'm on Facebook, YouTube Live, StreamYard, Jim R. Conference Live, American Muslim 3, you know, all kinds of platforms out there for God. So I have to be there to what I think and who's living. Okay. All right? God raised this nation to be a powerful nation. I know. I hear you out there, brother. I don't believe you all, too. Now, how did God make this to be a powerful nation? And it has three for 247, 250 years. That's a valid question. Hang on. Don't put yourself into a knot. Hold on. God is his God. Same chapter, verse 24. Allah alternates, rotates the rule of the sun. Everybody gives a sense. Just two God. Now, I just call a flavor, right? I'm just cool, Carson. My customer says, all that. What's he the guy? I gamble. You die, we don't have pain in man. While he yet another love in the dream, I believe. Well, yet, he's a new thing. She's a dead. One love, he led you. He puts all in me. Verse 141. What are you laughing? It's a long living in an iron in you. A young couple is cast. And then verse 142. I'm a hospital. I'm a typical. And next up. Well, I'm a young couple living in a sad couple in the cold. And yeah, I'm a strong living. So I'm a strong living in God's night. Hope to see. And revelations among the Father. Now, the answer that. Powerful nation, God raised the honor, dignity to him, fairly rich, and he brings them down. If a harm, some hardship, maybe. If some means of some hardship has cut you off. Now, remember, this was in the 7th century. Slavery, as we know it, cattail slavery at the time, hadn't taken place. So God is addressing ancient civilization, the history of man's movement, his movement throughout history on this earth, practically. All right? Now, we can look at it and say, well, okay, this applies to our situation for 247 years on the plantation, and then another 100 years of him both, and then still fighting for civil rights and all these things to see, right? 400 years they had enough, the historian. So God revealed way behind them. If a hardship or a wound or some trouble has touched you off, you understand? Boom. Be sure a similar hurt has touched others. We aren't the only people that were injured. If you up in Egypt and I went through the tomb, I went through the museum of Cairo, Egypt. Do you know the ancient pharaohs and the leaders of ancient Egypt? And I know you brothers out there on Facebook might be a few of you here. I don't know. You Afrocentric brothers and sisters, and I'm not knocking it, but you are aware that there were slaves in Egypt, ancient Egypt, before there were slaves in Charleston, South Carolina. You all with me. I know your argument. Well, the white people are false. It's wrong. Africans enslaved other Africans. Yes. There was these backs. And these shoulders. I could do mine. I was made a good place. They don't hold me right away if I ran off. Let me tell you the truth. This is the house. Yeah, I've been like that first. I'm dying. You're dying. Both of us will be dying. And we just know one death God forgive. We're both going on the other side. And now I don't care about all that crazy stuff. Some days, God said, similar hurt. Died. Used to be enslaved. Ain't any different. Africans on the west coast of Africa, not other Africans that lost trying to walk. True story. True history. Now, some days, God revealed to Muhammad the prophet. In the Quran, chapter 3:14. I'll touch it. I'm going to offer it a little touch. Now, you all know. You know, don't even know me. You know I'm going somewhere. It's the present day. He rotates. He varies like the earth rotates, like day and night alternate, like the seasons come and go, winter, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. That's the way it goes, January. Winter, spring, summer, fall. And they keep rotating. The seasons keep changing. So God said, such days are fortunate. Very important. We give to men and women, and we give it to them by turn. We rotate. We alternate it. And everybody stands at good fortune, good success of the ride of the sun. Every people get a chance. God says, I give it to you by turn. That Allah may know those that believe, or that you may know those believe, and that he may take to himself from your community and your rank witnesses to the truth. And God loves not those that do wrong. Allah's office, why America's most powerful nation, military, economic, why did God allow this to happen? Allah's objective, his object, was to purge. I'm reading. Those that are true in faith, come on. And to describe a blessing those that resist me. And then God, and I concluded with this from the Quran. Did you think, or do you suffer? Do you think you consider that you are going to enter heaven in the Jannah of Jannah, Kulu Jannah, without Allah testing your whole experience? Do you think you people, you African American people, as a group, are going to answer the judgment of paradise as a group? Without God, see you, those of you who fought hard in this call, they did that. Do you think you're going to get into heaven easy? Bless you who hold on to their faith. Let's go back to the page of the history and see who held on to their faith. The good Christian, the good Muslim, that some became Jews and others didn't join any particular religion, but were believers in God. And there have been many TV specials and documentaries, and many books have been written. And I was watching one series once when I was in Dallas, Texas, living in Dallas, sir, and it says, This Far By Faith. That was the name of the series. That we have come where we are today. We have arrived where we are today by faith because we held on to our faith. And God said, because we held on to our faith and continue to hold it, oh, he's going to alternate the rule of God. And so now we see an American lawyer, judge, look, who couldn't get justice in a courthouse are now sitting in the judgment seat in the courthouse. One, two, three of them are sitting in the judgment seat for the previous battle. Ooh, sorry. If you hold on to your faith, he's going to raise high and give honor. That's a 3, verse 26. So who is the enemy? We done. Yeah. Holy Spirit. Lawyers. Doctors. I'm talking about Latin America. CNN. Oh, yeah. From poverty to billionaire. From poverty to millionaire. So many of them, I can't even keep up with it anymore. I have stacks of this. So I turn it off. It comes up on my news feed. So many millionaires. This person getting 40 million. This one getting 60 million. Another one getting, I'm like, okay. Love, life, my God is great. That's in your Quran. But things are very important. We give to people and people in turn. Entertainment mogul. Like, I'm going to give you some real examples, man. I'm giving you a verse in the Quran, but where's the evidence, man? Entertainment mogul. Like Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, first African-American vice president female of the United States, Kamala Harris. I mentioned one last week on the Supreme Court, first African-American sister on the Supreme Court, the Tonya Brown Jackson. God of the Rosa, and that's the seat of authority. That's the Supreme Court for the United States. That's not a requirement there. That's not the Supreme Court. And they are not the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is the court God against the angels. And the Malikul Mulk, the chief justice of that. It's gone. College president itself. And just yesterday, if I conclude this first part, they were holding it up. One Pharaoh out of Alabama. Holding up the appointment of the next king. Of the most powerful military on the earth. God says, you can only delay it so long. Divine providence to realize for these people, these African American people that were denounced, it's time for them to change the leadership of America in the world. And we've got to be one to identify the human being. Say now, you kept them up, but just like the seasons change and rotate, and the sun catch up to the night and over us, and the night catch up with those who were shining bright over us, it's time for the African Americans to assume their position in the leadership, right along with the rest of them. They finally approved. Air Force, Jim, Charles, Keith, Brian. My family never met. Brown. Air Force General Charles Q. Brown, African-American Air Force General. Yes, appointed. Because he tried, I don't know what kind of system we operate on that one person can hold up everything else. Yeah, I don't know. It's good. It's like, it's weird. But remember, I'm live on Facebook, too. I have to remind myself that every time I come here to speak to y'all, that I'm not just speaking to you sitting on the floor. So, you know, absolutely, that's the message. But he couldn't hold back for God's design. God's will was in Charles Q. Brown, African-American Air Force General, is put in the seat of the military on earth. And he sits now as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, we have wonderful with Colin Powell. I bet you do. Now, think about this now, as I said. If this brother qualifies to be the chief of the using the young folks' language. must be a plan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For God's name, the merciful, that is faster, the merciful, Redeemer. Wassalat wa salam alayhi rasulihi kareem. May his peace and his blessing, God's peace and blessing be upon his noble and generous messenger Muhammad, the prophet, from the Lord and the alayhi wa sallam. Again, dear brothers and sisters, we say to you, As-salamu alaykum. Now for the second part, around Juma, we're going to read, because I wanted to be tested to this last week. This is a wonderful book. One, well, yes, everybody heard this book that God recommended me to read. I'm still reading this. It's eye-opening. And I'm hearing in the five levels of nation what this author, this book is titled, The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System by James Ricker. And I had this page marked last week, Saturday episode, and I didn't want to rush it. So I'm going to give it to you now. Page, and this is on the nature of the dollar, the nature of the dollar, and why these international geopolitical leaders in the G20, G8, and other nations are taking a very hard look at our currency in America. And the Fed chair, he left the rates where they were, so he didn't raise the rates. The nature of the dollar, page 166. The dollar, according to office, the dollar is now, you got these in your pocket, so you know what this is. It's in your pocket, in your bank, or in your car. The dollar itself, whether in paper or digital form, is a representational. What does the dollar represent? Question. To whom is the trust directed? Question. When trust is required, Ronald Reagan system applies trust to DAFA. The Federal Reserve System, owned by private banks, is the issuer of the dollar. Now, I'm home on these live platforms. I'm not revealing anything. I'm reading from a book that's on live. My cousin, I'm corporate. The Federal Reserve System owned by private banks is the issuer of the dollar. The Fed asks for our trust. Now, how can one verify the trust is being honored? The in a rule of law society, the customary way of verifying trust is the written contract. Chapter 2, verse 282 of the Quran, the longest verse in the Quran, addresses business, and it talks about long-term commitment or whatever, reduces the right. A first-year law student, in contract class, immediately learns to, quote, get it in right. The beliefs and expectations of the parties to a contract are written down and read by both parties. Assuming both parties agree, contract is signed, and from then forward, the contract embodies the trust. At times, disputes arise about the minimum rights on the nature of the dollar. Get lost. At times, disputes arise about the meaning of the word in the contract or the performance of its terms. Countries have courts to resolve those disputes. This system of contract, court, and decision, guided by constitution, is what is meant by a rule of law society. We have folks in this society trying to upend it. How does the Federal Reserve fit into this system? On one level, the Fed follows the written contract model. One can begin by reading the signed print on a dollar bill. You haven't read it, you should read it. Walking around carefully. That is where one finds the written money contract. The parties to this contract are specified as, quote, the Federal Reserve, quote, the United States of America, on behalf of the people. $1 contract Now, incidents knew about Egypt are said, well, reasonably their thing. Some of these written contracts are entered by the Dallas Fed, some by the Philadelphia Fed, and so on. This depicts Atlanta, Georgia. Large denominations such as $20 contracts are entered into by the system. These contracts are all signed by an agent. Now, he's getting somewhere. I'm almost done. He's going somewhere to get. All of these contracts are signed by an agent, the United States Secretary of the Treasury, on behalf of us, the people. The most important clause in the written dollar contract appears on the front at the top of each bill. It is the first Federal Reserve note. A note is an obligation, a form of debt, money issued on its balance sheet. Balance sheet shows assets on the left-hand side, liabilities on the right-hand side, and capital, which is assets minus liabilities at the bottom. Notes issued by the Fed are reported on the right-hand side of the balance sheet as a liability, exactly where one would place debt. Fed notes are an unused form of debt. Because I think the first 2 points, $1 or $2 trillion in the first part of the month. I say that for a reason. I don't have a different reason. It's an unused form of debt. Because they bear no interest and have no maturity. Money in the hand. Another way to describe a dollar using the contract theory is that it is a perpetual non-interest-bearing note issued by the Fed. Any borrower will attest that perpetual non-interest-bearing debt is the best kind of debt because one never pays it back. And it costs nothing in the meantime. So the dollar is money. Money is value. Value is trust. Trust is a contract. And the contract is debt. By application of the transitive law of arithmetic, the dollar is debt. Oh, where is it debt? They produce money. Money out of thin air. The dollar is debt. Owned by the Fed to the people in contractual form. This view may be called the contract theory of money or contractism. As applied to the dollar, one way to understand the theory is to substitute the word debt. Time one sees the word money. And the world looks like a different place. In conclusion, it is a world in debt. $32.3 trillion from the United States debt alone. So the other nations are saying, hey, hold up. Now they say, whoa, we got $2 trillion of debt. United States, we don't know if they're going to be in the debt. It's a $32 trillion that they already own. Who do they owe this money to? This debt to? Us and everybody else around the world. So that's why the offer goes to death of money. And if we continue down that pathway, as the Fed chairman said, your own power is like he said, this level of debt that the United States finds itself in is unsustainable. End quote. Imam Jabba D. Muhammad, as I conclude the introduction to this person, Imam Jabba D. God rotates and alternates the rules of the fund. Quote Imam Muhammad. We must think of ourselves, first of all, African-American in the United States. We must think of ourselves, first of all, as a people with a share of this globe. That's pretty big. Born on this planet. Not just Jacksonville is born in the United States. No. As a people with a share of the whole world, born on this planet with a share of this globe. Now, let me introduce you to a brother that thinks exactly like that and is doing that. Never heard of it. And I'm going to hold a picture up. That's him right there. U.S. Now, let me put a picture back. So when I say this, you're looking at the face of the United States ambassador to Cuba. Brother Timmy Gates, went to the University of Alabama. Native of Virginia, playing New Orleans as his home.
Allah, 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 All
I yell out for wrath. 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah. Now, those of you all joining us for Jumu'ah prayer on our different social platforms, you're on the East Coast, Central Time Zone. You can join us for Salat. And to answer the question of those of you all on the West Coast, yes, you can get some of these blessings by joining us for prayer also. But just keep in mind that when your prayer time comes in, both on the West Coast and Central Time Zone, you still have to make your Salat appropriate. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في الله أفواجا فاستغفر لربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. تقبل الله. May Allah accept our prayers. Brothers
and the sisters, those of y'all who are here on the regular basis, members of the community, make sure you make your contributions. If you didn't do it when you came in, on the way out the door. Those of you all who are on our LS Mom Worldwide Ministry page, Raheem will be putting up shortly our donation page. We appreciate your contributions to help us with our global ministry. This is a global work in a global ministry. Yep, that's what I just came up. www.alislamworldwideministry.com. Click on the donate button, and you can donate online. We're in a digital age, so you can make digital contributions. And those of you all who do, we have regular supporters. We appreciate you. May Allah bless you all. Those of you all who contribute when you can, we appreciate you also. If you prefer to mail your contribution in, the address will be on the screen. Mail it to Al Islam Worldwide Ministry, P.O. Box 3204, Jacksonville, Florida 32206. Now, we kindly ask you, please, do not mail anything to 320 Woodbine Street. That's the physical location of the message, because we purposely, by design, do not have a mailbox, because we don't want people stealing stuff out of the mail. So mail it to the P.O. Box, all right? 3204 Jacksonville, Florida 32206, as some of you all do. We appreciate you. Thank you all very much. Just a few announcements, brothers here. Brothers, you all, before you leave, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, right? I ask for the brothers to come out. We got some time. We want to get this work done. We got Kathy here, Tasha, Ahmed, a few other brothers. Come out in the morning at 8 o'clock, early, before the sun come up. Want to do some work on the mask here. So see Ahmed right here, Kathy here, and we want to thank Zaki. I saw him coming earlier for the supplies. Appreciate you, Zaki. And Zaki said, whatever supplies we need, let him know. Kathy knows that. You just let him know. He provides the supplies for you all to come out and help do this work on the mask here.
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Almighty God Allah. Alhamdulillah, Juma Mubarak to everyone on the AM360 line and around the world. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. We are grateful to the community of Masjid Muhammad of Jacksonville, Florida, and Imam Yahya Abdullah sharing their Juma here with us on American Muslim 360. All praise is due to Almighty God Allah. It sounded kind of muffled to me. I'm going to ask you to if you experience the same thing that I did concerning the quality of the reception. I'm going to open up the line of 111111111 to see if they experience the same thing I did. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak.
Alaikum salam.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. My question is, was the quality of the reception, was it clear? Were you able to hear Imam Yahya Abdullah?
No, actually, I'm glad to respond to that because this is the third Juma in a row that the quality is extremely poor. It's quite muffled, and I haven't been able to enjoy the Juma. So if you can correct that in any way, it would be much appreciated, and I thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have messaged Imam Yahya concerning the cadence of his speech. You know, he talks real fast. He would slow his speech down. I think that would, inshallah, help with the clarity. But also, when you're utilizing these broadcast mediums, sometimes it doesn't come clear if it's not coming direct. like it's one line. But anyway, I'll see if we can clear it up, because Jumu'ah is very important to us as believers. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we are transitioning now to the commentary of Imam Warithuddin Muhammad Rahimahullah Alayhi. I have made a selection this day of Jumu'ah. It is entitled Work Together. Work Together as a People. I think that's a very important message that we should receive. Work together as a people. I'll begin this address at this time, inshallah.
Not aware not aware of their capacity to produce. Allah intends that we be aware of our potential, that we be aware of our power, that we be aware of our capability. Allah intends that we be aware of it. Allah has told us in many places in Quran, in the Holy Book of Quran, Allah has told us in many places of our excellence, of our capability. And once we recognize that, once we come face to face with the wealth of resources that we have in our own being, and really see it, then no one has to motivate us anymore. No one has to push us and drive us to where we have to go anymore. We are a living soul from that moment on, and we function without being driven. That's freedom. And anyone who has come into that kind of realization and have realized that that was a mercy or a blessing of God to them, because you don't come into that by conscious effort. You just wake up one morning and that shocks you. It dawns on you. Thoughts hit you out of nowhere. Say what you need to work with is right in your own hands. From that time on, you are moving, being in this world. I feel an urge to tell people about their own power. Because I believe if they understood that fact, that they themselves are the greatest resources Allah has created, then the day will be light for all of us. Anytime we have to come and wake up busy bodies and then walk up and down the hall with them until they're able to stand up without falling. So that's trouble. That's hardship. That's a setback. Yeah. And those people who are out there just making headway, they are laughing at our condition. Say, look at them, they're going out there to give them another step back. They got to wake them up again. For those who become conscious of their own work that God created them with, you don't have to wake them up over and over. You don't have to start from point one every time they need it. The magnet has lost its magnetism again. And let us magnify it so we can use it. That's a lot of work. But those who stay alive, you can say, hey, it's time to go to work again. What? It's time to go to work. Hey, if you go to bed, man, I'll see you working. You don't have to even say, it's time to go to work. They feel the need. They feel the need, and they don't wait to call. They say, well, here's the need, and I got time to do some work now. But they get better with the time that I got, things that they need. Do some constructive work. The work that advance the people in the good way. You see, potential, conscious of one's potential. You know, the white man has succeeded in this world, and he's gotten ahead of most people in this world. Because of that reality, the white man is conscious of his potential. That man is conscious of his potential chance, of his potential resources. The white man is arming all white people. I said the white man. discovering new ways to get more out of his resources. Human resources. Mental resources. Spiritual resources. And we have to become like that. When we become like that, then we draw on the world of men. We draw on the world of men. When we become conscious of the power, the resources that we have within ourselves, we join the world of men. What the man suggesting is we wow. We're gonna need somebody to go to school. Ben Harvard, yeah. Find a way to put this idea into reality that you man is talking about. Yeah, you got energy. You got energy. You get up in the morning, you got energy. Okay, don't waste it. That's all we're talking about. Energy is a resource. That's something you got. When you get up in the morning with that energy, don't waste it. Put it to some constructive use. Yo, well, I work 40 hours a week. So what? If you're the average person, you're working 40 hours a week to sleep. And to offset and to have fun. Animals eat. Animals sleep. Animals have sex. Animals play. I want something more than that. I want to do something that animals don't do. And animals don't influence the course of life. Animals don't lead the development in life. I would like to lead the development in life. I would like to be responsible for taking people out of the animal group of just being satisfied to eat, sleep, have sex, and have some fun. And change the whole picture of their life from that to the image of man. That's what I would like to be instrumental in doing. But to me, that's living. To me, that's being alive as a person. And I can't think of myself living like the average person lives today, except in the grave. Yeah, if I think of myself as living as the old, I see myself dead. You know, the blood has stopped in the day. The skin has lost its glow. But the soul is gone. The body has no sex. There's nobody in this vessel anymore. That's the way I see myself, and I think of myself just going to a 40-hour job. So me and my wife and my children will have a house and have some more food and some something to drink and TV, some records playing, some records the house sitting up there, or some tape. And chance to dance and play, you know, go out and see a movie or go see a show and come back home and rest up that night so we all can go back to the work and go to school. The numbers to continue that life, to will that life to our coming sons and daughters. I see that as no better than the life of a dog, rat, cat, mosquito, roach, snake. They all have their descendants. They all have their descendants. So that we got our family. They got their family too. But I find some of those animals think more and have more delight in their family than we do. We are a higher species, we are a higher creation, and then we could find there is that claim for our own self. There is that claim for myself. That claim for myself can't be on that animal level. Allah says, let there rise out of you a group of people calling to all that is good, prohibiting all that is bad, believing in God, loving him, not fearing the criticism of those who criticize, To me, that's saying, let there rise up a special people. A special people. That are special because they have a special vision. Because they have a special idea of what life is all about. Because they have a special dream, a special aim in life. Let them rise up a special people. And then let them be satisfied with their own company. So that they're not affected by what people say outside of that company. Let them be satisfied with their own company. So that they won't have to compromise their life. So that they won't have to cut off some of their own characteristics, some of their own activities. They won't have to give up some of their own principles to be accepted. Let them rise up a group of people, a small group of people that will be aware within themselves. So they won't have to feel lonely anymore. And let them live their own unique life. And let them pursue their own special goals. That's the way I see it. And I'm telling you, before I understood this, that was a heavy burden on me. I'm not Jesus Christ, but I felt that I walked with that heavy cross. Because I actually believe that what God has revealed be given to everybody. And our responsibility, our duty is to work on everybody to get them to accept. That was my belief. Believe me, that was the most miserable time of my life. Because I felt to sit still and faithful. And they can distinguish between light and darkness, between filth and cleanliness, between intelligence and foolishness. But I wonder how come they didn't get far. And I said, I have to keep trying. And I would come out again, start all over again. But with every time I find these people, they're in the same state I left. They said, I get a response. Everybody said, yeah, right, Pete. Well, I did that man come back to see them maybe 3-4 months later, and then right there, I found them the first time. Saying their spoke. And then I have to preach and preach and preach, and after a while, I get that response. Yeah, Pete. Some of these say, you totally got the last time you were here. My Lord, how can we let this stay out? Am I going up a hill and have no stomach? Will I be able to be silent? I didn't know. And Allah blessed me with insight. And look, that you've been overlooking the word of God, but I've repeated so often in the Quran, it starts off with, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. It's all about separating the people. This is the door in which there is no doubt, guidance for the Godhead. Not only is that a good God, it is something that for everybody, guidance for the Godhead. I say, well, look, Lord, thank you, God. for all the earth alive. Up from that spot where the water set, come up things, good, and things negative. Things good and things perfect. That's what he said. God's reign is terrible. But his father didn't produce all terrible life. Some life came up and then appeared. Good. Other life came up and then appeared and faith. But he says, no, he let the believers alone, following us. Never will he let the believers alone until they be separated. That that is disease from that that is death. That that is tabitha from that that is fighting. I said, my Lord, this is wonderful to understand. This takes a lot of burden off my back. So I said, I'm going to make a friend telling these folks that I ain't out here to win the friendship of no immoral person. You have set their mind to be in your net. But I'm out here to try to make friends with people like me that appreciate moral life and haven't committed themselves to immorality. I began to see these distinctions and begin to understand that God can send the prophets to the wicked. He sent the prophets to the people who were in a wicked condition, but they were righteous in their heart. And they were just waiting for the light so that they'll have a way to come out of their wickedness. But anyway, God sent the prophets to very mean people. Not the people who have fixed their hearts on being wrong. If a person has fixed their heart on being wrong, he is the son of Satan. Now, what can you do with the children of Satan? But stay away from them if you're wrong. So I begin to recognize another distinction. As a God said, that he calls us to the light, and Satan calls us to the darkness. I said to myself, in saying that he has created the things so that we have vision, sight to see them, and to our activity. I said to my Lord, that these people who follow Satan in the darkness, they don't have God's faith. They don't have direction for their activity. So their activities may be one thing today and some altogether different tomorrow. There is no primitive in what they do. Father, thank you, Lord. I'm going to let people know that I'm not the friend of those who love Jesus. I'm a friend of those with such intelligence. You have to stop in this teacher because people are not all alike. And don't think the masses are the people that you expect the inferiority to be in. No. The inferiority is mostly in those people that are ruling the masses. And that's not a world that you believe in again. It's because the sick people are ruling the world. Strong or not, we can rule the world and we are ruling the world. Oh, yes. But I said to myself, boy, boy, it's wonderful to be able to see what God wants. Because we can be so damn vicious. In our innocence, we want to get things over us. And we think that everybody should be able to see the light. But I want in the end, oh, I love this. Can you give him already know the Bible is there. It's just there. And God listened to talking to Jesus and Elijah and Elisha. And those people, he don't keep the world to these problems, you know. They couldn't see him. The blessing of God, they were able to get out to the blind and give to the dead and speak to those who could see. But here God is saying about mama, do you think you can give this to the people? Can you give life to those who are dead and raised? What do we do now? What is the answer? No. No. God has not given any human being the power to get healed to somebody that can't hear, or fight to somebody that can't see, or speak to somebody that can't talk, or life to somebody that's dead. Allah hasn't given that power to anybody. In order for that to happen, there must be a desire on the part of the church to see, to hear, to speak, to live. If there's not a desire that person for that, impossible. That's what God is telling us. So I said to myself, well, we've been wearing ourselves and working our brains out and wearing ourselves out while these people have been laughing at us. Come on, try to do it, baby, man. Come on, keep up the 7 hours a day, baby, man. I'd like to see you with God. Man, that's fine. Man, we keep my brains out. Send me all of our ears on people who just came to see us just be ourselves. Yeah, I'm taking myself no more. God has blessed me to see that I'm going to expect right, intelligence. I'm not going to wear my heart anymore over people who have made an oath to be wrong. They're taking an oath to be wrong. Yeah. So I'm just here to tell you that Name man ain't dead no more. He's not still here. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Now, let's get back to that thought that I said is a productive thought. If you can be conscious of the thought that in you are great resources for great production. Then use your energies wisely and realize that if you neglect your own energy, your own resources, then you are not going to be in an easier situation. You are not going to make your future better. When you neglect yourself and neglect your own resources, you are putting in your own future difficulty. You are putting in the path of your own destiny difficulty. You are straining your life. You are not using your life. When you use your life, you are working to get the best out of what you got. That's when you're using your life. You're making life easier for yourself there. You know, take a lesson from nature. I have come out on a day and the heat just came. It's been cool, you know, 50 been around 65 and 70, not over 75. Didn't have to be under no bad condition or under the suffocating heat. And all of a sudden now, the heat is 98. They now found 98 degrees. I can't stand it. I don't like to be that hot. I don't like to be that hot. Can't stand it. But after heat stays. Sometimes you have a heat wave and sovereign won't let up. Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday. But a little less late. Thursday, a little less late. Fifth day, feels like it's about 80. And it's still 98. What has happened? Your symptoms have adjusted to the condition. Now, let me tell you something. White people know this. Excuse me, the white man knows this. What has happened? Your symptoms have adjusted, right? So now what used to be their autoimmune is not that hot anymore. Right? Now, what I want to tell you is this, that many people know that the white man understands. Some other people understand too. But they do. And that is it. That your whole life operates like that. Even your spirituality operates like that. If you let yourself get into a silly mood, stay into a silly mood, and your conscience is telling you this is beneath your dignity. Cut off this food. But you stay in that silly mood. The longer you stay in that silly mood, the more your being will adjust to that mood. But after a while, that mood ain't silly to you no more. Man, it used to be crazy like that. But you know, you can't even say that to him like that. But, to me, that's worth $1 billion. For me to know that about myself, to me, it wasn't being known. I would have had that knowledge than to be made rich.
Oh, nobody is telling you to take it to me anymore.
We live in the spirit of gratitude, spirit of appreciation. We live thanking God for saving you from the deformed, miserable crust that you see all around. That God, you should have deformed me like you did that bastard. Yeah, thank you for not deforming me. Yes, that's what we live. We live in the spirit of confidence and truthfulness and thankfulness. Thanking God that you are not one of those people who can't be happy unless somebody is praising them. You know people like that? And they can't find nobody to praise them. They'll go 20 miles to a mirror. And you don't know what he's looking for. You think he's driving to praise or something. He's driving to a mirror. And he finds that mirror is.
I want to put that to work.
down the hall of where you're going to put the lead to be for what? I'm going to make up my mind that I'm not going to eat some meat if I can eat from my own hand. When I put my lead to work for myself, I'm putting my lead to work. I think that's what I'm trying to say again. So if we have a lead to close, let us explore our own lead so that we are not exploited in these idle days. Idle time. Yeah. So they're saying, let us employ our own need. We need clothes? Okay. Let us employ that need. So, okay, there's a need standing there. It has nothing to do. But wait on the right man to call it into action. So let us employ that need. Because the white man ain't interested in it until he needs it. And as long as he can find a way to get around it, he will get around it. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I want to be just like that. I want to find a way to get around asking him. He come in and take something out of my neighborhood. As long as I got a brother to take it, hey, can you use that and let it stand in there with brother? Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it, man. Because you want to get around the man taking all of our goods out of the neighborhood. The neighborhood is the resource, isn't it? The neighborhood is a great resource. In that neighborhood, you have energy for production, energy for work. In that neighborhood, you have needs, many needs. Who are tapping those needs? Who is giving attention to those needs and then investing in those needs? What? I was reading in a report today, report by one of our fine organizations, who are very useful to us, because they studied the problem, they studied the situation for blacks, and then they reported us on these situations so that we'd be better able to deal with the problems we are faced with today, the problems we are situation we have to find ourselves in. I value these organizations. But sometimes I wonder, have they got caught in a groove and have to find some kind of sexual satisfaction in just finding a new path and pulling the people? Yes, in the first quarter of 1983, there was 18% of the vice coming forth of those that are employable compared with 86% of the blacks. That ain't nothing to fear. So, well, you still put a lot of depressing information on us today. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to change this situation? Well, we have to get this information to the White House. We have to let the Congress know that we can't tolerate this. That's not. And they tell me he's the great president. They say he's the great president. I believe it. But I don't know who he's talking to. Thank you. saying that none of our preachers and politicians to the White House, or to Congress, or to Mr. Reagan. We got to let Reagan know this. Reagan can tell you more about it than you know. He's better than that. We have to stop doing that. Because that makes us look ridiculous. First, see what we can do. You can ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. That's the difference between those that have to be ordered around and those that are ordering people and things around. Yeah, those that say, what my country needs. What my country needs. Do you think you're too small to think that way? You're as big as any creature God has made. So we can ask, what America needs? And if we have to talk to people, stop being so racially toxic. And stop talking about what black people need. And start asking, what my country needs. If we can accept the burden of this country upon our own shoulders, shouldn't the burden of a country be upon the shoulders of every citizen of that country? We know all that we need to carry it because all don't have the mind to respect it. But those that have the teachers that they respect the noble idea, they will be prepared to shoulder that country, carry that country on their own shoulders. But if you carry your country upon your shoulders, you want to know what your country needs. And when you stop to ask the question, what my country needs, it will clear your vision. Your vision is clear. And then you'll be able to attend your own needs. And your country needs strength. And if you've got 30 million African-American people with a habit of crying out to the white man every time they have difficulty with other people, then you got a people who are still suffering a compulsion to cry to somebody else like a baby. You got a dependent people on your hands. You got a dependent people on your hands. You know what that means, a dependent? That means somebody else takes care of us. Every time we fill out our income tax, you say, how many dependents you have? How many dependents you have? Every white person should say 30 million, I think. That's a shame. If you were to hide them for a way out of all your problems, then they have 30 million black dependents. But we shouldn't accept that situation. No, indeed. So realize that you have the same resources that everybody else has. You're capable of doing whatever that anybody else can do. And that if you use your resources, your spirit improves. Your life becomes more livable. Is the way to fulfillment. If you want to fulfill yourself, and everybody want to fulfill themselves, so let the child fulfill herself. If she wants to walk a tightrope, let her practice walking a tightrope. She must fulfill herself. Right? Yeah, you know, you don't go up there and say, hey, let the child fulfill herself. He's members of Congress with this problem becoming an epidemic. Well, will you please allocate some money for a research team to go and study this problem? So how much? Oh, that's wrong. That's maybe $5 billion. At least $500 million. Okay, all right, okay. We ought to pay $700 million for this project. And now, let's go and study the drone team. You know, all that just got to pay money. Right? Right. And maybe one of the members of Congress should have killed it. All that money spent, and then they get a program for those teams. So, well, they got this program. It's been operating now for 5 years, and we still have the same problems. Those patterns are just increasing and increasing at the same rate as we were, so we don't worry about it. You know, they have people employed. Oh, yes, we are employing people to handle this problem. So don't worry about it. So the sentence, stop this, stop it, look at America. So you can't stop it. It's a free society. A man has to be left alone to make his own choices. That's the life that he chooses to live. Then we must allow it. Please don't stop all the dope from coming into the city. We lose our democracy. You have to give an opportunity, a vote team, an opportunity to use this vote. Now, this sounds perhaps far-fetched to you all. Perhaps sound way out in business. But that's reality. That is reality. Do you think this country doesn't have power to keep dope out of this country? Don't they have power to keep niggas out of business? Don't they have power to keep niggas out of progress? They have power to keep blacks from being economically established. They got the power to keep blacks from coming. They keep blacks out of power. They got power to keep blacks from organizing their life. If they got the power to keep blacks from controlling their own neighborhood. If they got the power to take our teenagers away from us, away from mom and dad, and turn our teenagers against us, and make them appear to us as strangers we never saw in our lives, born from another world. If they got the power to do all that and allow all that, and if they got the power, so when they want to stop. Mafia makes you look better during the wrong season. The first come down in the mafia. Make the mafia go in his house, become a husband, become a father. They can go in back home and become a family man. Or lock him up forever. They got the power to deal with these things. If they got the power to choke the Caribbean until the Caribbean say, please, I had enough. I'm ready to make a deal. If they got the power to keep that Islam out of the black community. Yes. Don't you know if a woman for famous listen to keep this religion out of the black heart, man's heart in this country, that this religion will already be the religion of the black people in this country? Any intelligent man, if you would put the two religions on each side of the board, or what put the one religion, our religion on one side of the board, put the religion that these people follow that are not Muslim on the other side of the board, and let any intelligent man say, which one of these religions don't fill the needs in the life of American black? Any intelligent person would say, this religion is called Islam. That's the one. That's respect in the home. We don't have no respect in our homes. We don't command respect in our homes. We don't have the courage to tell America. Look, Christianity is given to us from you.
Alhamdulillah. That was an address given by a man, Muhammad, entitled Resources, Work Together as a People. We have come to the end of this period of broadcast here on American Muslim 360. When I invite you to tune back into American Muslim 360 for the broadcast community developmental stages and community buzz. Community developmental stages is hosted by Sister Martha Naila Abdullah, and it transitions into community buzz, whereby you share what is going on in upcoming events or what is occurring in the community in which you live. I see someone that pressed one on the phone. I'm going to open up your mic before we sign off. Error code 917856. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam. How are you, Belly Man?
Alhamdulillah,
Brother Jamal Bilal, New York City. That particular lecture, actually, the reception was similar to the Juma Khutbah. I couldn't, personally on my end, I couldn't really understand the wording that was being said, or very few words I understood. FYI, but thank you for the lecture, nevertheless.
Alhamdulillah. We shall work on it, inshallah, improving the quality of the reception. What we share is lectures that we didn't formulate, or we don't have control over, but some of them have excellent quality and some have poor quality. And I apologize for the quality of that lecture. Inshallah, I'll review the lectures before sharing them and make sure that the quality is pure and clear so we all can hear.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. I was able to hear, I guess because I'm sitting here as the host, but I could hear this lecture very more clearer than the Juma Khutbah. But the Imam, he discussed some very important topics with us, and I take notes when I hear knowledge being expressed. And he was expressing that we have to utilize the energy that we all have, the energy. And energy is a utility. And that we have to be self-motivated, not pushed and plotted forward. We don't need captains, lieutenants, squad leaders anymore to call us to attention and give us tasks and prod us toward those tasks. We have been freed, and we have to utilize the resources that Almighty God has placed within us. And one of those valuable resources is energy and self-motivation, praise be to Allah, in order to put forth an honest effort. An honest effort comes from self-motivation, not an effort that someone else has to prod you to or push you toward. That is a very big effective, how you would practice that wouldn't bring out the best in all of us. So we want to utilize self-motivated, honest effort. So it is very important that we as a people that we get that. But what really struck me was the imam mentioning how if we're looking for the whole group, you know, we want everybody to do a thing. Everybody is one thing I know about Satan, the Shaytan. He will give you an impossible task and make you wear yourself out trying to achieve that which is impossible. Allah, highly praised be He, has said, let there arise from out of you a band of people, calling to all that is good and prohibiting all that is bad. So there has to be a separation that Allah will raise up a band of people. Not everybody, not everyone, which he shall spark their self-motivation, but also at the same time we have another problem I'd like to, well, not introduce, because it's been said before. We must gain the ability to cooperate with each other, Allah says, let there arise from out of you a band of people, not one individual, but a band of people that may have the same interest, the same righteous desire, and they're self-motivated, and they cooperate with each other in the task ahead. So I'll stop right there. But cooperation is very important. Those that cooperate, we have to come into one mind and one pure desire. Let there rise from out of you a band of people. Band together. Come into one purpose, one mind, and one effort, and cooperate with each other in whatever task that has been placed before us. But what you want and I want is an honest effort. And an honest effort comes from the heart, from the intention. It comes from that natural, whatever your gift is, you have to know your gift, know your value, and build upon your natural talent. The honest effort comes from your natural talents. Praise be to Allah. So anyway, I'll stop right there. And I invite everyone to tune back in to America Muslim 360 at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Community Developmental Stages, hosted by Martha Naila Abdullah. And attached to that broadcast is the broadcast Community Buzz. That is a platform upon which, let's say you are planning on having an event in the city that you live in, or the community that you are a part of, you can come on American Muslim 360 and then inform the listening audience and the public of your upcoming event. It is called Community Buzz. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. We are grateful to everyone that supports America Muslim 360 and the community-wide Yoruba conference. We thank Almighty God for you, for without you, there would be no us. Praise be to Allah. So I trust that we have a wonderful, blessed Jummah, this day of Jummah, the day that Allah created the man, and the day that Almighty God shall resurrect the human being on a Friday. Praise be to Allah. So we came to you with the greetings of peace. we leave you with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and presence of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, remain regardful of Almighty God Allah, remain God conscious, and be grateful and thankful for what Allah has done for us, what Allah is doing for us, and what Allah will do for us. Allah in the Quran asks of the whole of humanity, from out of the Surah Rahman, he asks a question. That question is, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? So we must remain grateful and thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, sail and friend, seven express fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls can keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man, but life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough, can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and I think my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for this and me. But they gotta be right. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for the lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine. Stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
Assalamu alaikum wa jumma mubarak. May we have a blessed day.